just as well. Oh, yesterday we spoke about hanging up some wet clothes. I'll make a quick succumb on what we learnt yesterday. So we spoke about, first of all, we spoke about hanging up wet clothes near a hot place. That was in Sheen Aleph, Sif Mem Hay. Sheen Aleph, Sif Mem Hay. There the Mechaber says, Mem Vav. Begodim Ashruim B'mayim, Osol Nagvam Somach Le'ish. So one halacha is that clothes that are wet, it's also to hang up near a place where there's heat, and the heat is so hot that the liquid inside the beged is going to get the other clothes for you. It's not very hot. A normal heater, I measured this once, a normal heater, as far as I remember, when I put a thermometer on there, was 60 degrees. That means you put a towel on there, it's very light, and the water's going to get in there to 45. 45 is really the other clothes for you. No, it's very hard to measure out. I'm saying, it looks, the towel gets quite hot on a radiator. So a person's got a wet towel and puts it on the radiator, that's a problem. So the Mechaber says that it's a problem, and the Mishnah Berurah Masbir has two problems. One is melabin, it's a chiddush, that's called cleaning. So the Masbir yesterday, that apparently hot water inside a beged, as it dries out, is apparently helps in the cleaning process.
Only if it gets to
that place,
it's not.
Yeah, yeah. So melabin is only for... not melabin, no, that's bishul. Yeah, sorry, no, melabin, if it's corrode, cold water can also clean, I suppose. You take a beg which is dirty, you put it into cold water, and you wring it out. Yeah, but there's two processes. He's talking about, he said, if it's hot, then you've got a problem of bishul as well, yeah? But the melabin process, the chayra, is no chiddush whether it gets to the heat or not. The chayra.
You can't put a towel anywhere.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, if that's true what I'm saying, then the chayra, every towel is on the heater, even if it's not mamash of water, very slack. Unless it's got no chashivas, that bit of water. Maybe that's, when you just dry your hands, a very, very small amount, that's got no chashivas whatsoever. But that's possible. If someone takes a dirty cloth and he puts it into cold water and he wrings it out, he's done an issur of melabin. Say, the melabin, it doesn't have to be left with hot water. So that was number one. So the chari, that's possible also. So who had in? If someone comes back from a rainy day and he takes off his jacket and he hangs it on a chair, people do this and then put the chair in the radiator. They want it to, heat up. So if you put it nearby and it's just warm, it's a warm area, but it's not touching the radiator, so that causes no problem. The water won't get to the stairs where it's out there. But if you put it mamish on it, if you mamish touches the radiator, so then it's very likely that jacket's going to get heated up. That's the whole problematic. That was what we said yesterday. Yes, that's number one, if you put it in a place where it's very, very hot. Then there was another issue, that's a new issue. That's when it's on a very hot area. Now, what about hanging up wet clothes on a normal place where you hang wet clothes? That means a washing line, in a house, Lamosha, you've got a drying rack, Lamosha, where you hang clothes on. So here Chazal made a new issa. Chazal said that about a person who's looking at you and he sees you hanging clothes in such a matzav, he thinks you just washed it. It looks very much like you've done melabin, you've washed it, and the next process after you do libun is to hang it on a drying place. So Chazal don't allow a person to hang wet clothes, we said, on a place where it's normal to dry clothes. But, we said yesterday, if it's not normal, Lamosha, someone takes a wet raincoat and he doesn't hang it on a washing line. So to hang it on a washing line is a problem. And he takes it into and puts it on his cupboard. He hangs it in his cupboard. And no normal person, after he washes clothes, hangs things in his cupboard. So that, we said, will be all right. The whole gazelle doesn't apply. The gazelle is only in a case of where you're putting it on somewhere where it's possible, where it's likely that a person who was watching you would think you're just on a libum. That's what we said yesterday, yeah? So a cupboard over the back of a chair normally is not normally a problem. And who I think we said, if you hang it in an unusual way, let's say you took it over the washing line, but you hang it slumpish, you just fold it over, it's not a normal way of hanging up clothes, then also there we said there's no problem of this gazelle. The gazelle has to be, it looks like you've done a washing, you're hanging up now to dry. But if you don't do that, that's not a problem. Who I think we said, that l'chora, something which is not normal to wash, the wash of a suit or a winter coat, where most people don't wash it, I think it goes to the dry cleaners, it wouldn't go to a washing place. Some poskim say there that there's no gzeri in there because no one's going to think you've washed it. It's not normal to wash it. Something. Yeah?
How about, say, something large like a big blanket or a sheet that people can sometimes put over the banister? It's too big for the washing line. So is that more problematic to put it over the banister?
If it's a normal place of a person to keep things there, which in some houses, people do put it there, I would have thought that could be problematic.
What's normal?
Yeah, that's not normal. I'm not sure it depends on you. Yeah, it could be what people, if people are, what might be choshish, enough people do it to be choshish. I think, I don't know what goes in everyone's house, I can't tell you what goes on.
What?
My friend, yeah. There's a Mr. Don LeCuff.
Is this problem? Is it now?
100% right. The Chazal understood the MS. The thing is, people learn from you. people.
Oh, he's saying I'm doing something wrong.
He thinks you're doing something wrong. My friend.
I know, that's understand. What's the get of my side? I'm doing something wrong. That's the hand of my coat.
Yeah, that's true. Every man sounds like that, but the man should be worried. The man sign is a worry that people are going to learn from you. That's the problem. What? Marisa Iron is the problem that someone might learn a mistake from you. You're right, you're doing nothing wrong. I'm not doing nothing wrong. But the problem is that someone I see, a Chosh Riyidi, hangs up with his clothes.
He thinks you washed your clothes.
He said, I must have got the halacha wrong. I always thought up to now washing is not allowed to be on Shabbos. If this Chosh Riyidi is doing that on Shabbos, it must be it's all right. He's going to make a mistake. That's the problem. He's copying you. That's the problem. Okay, then. Oh, I can't wash now, won't I? Just 1 minute about washing line. So the next thing we finished off yesterday with a shear with a washing line, yeah? So if clothes on, we spoke about this yesterday, if clothes on a washing line before Shabbos, so the chayra, that's interesting, can you take things off a washing line?
No.
You say why not?
It's not tied to a tree.
Oh, so you've got two problems with things on a washing line. First of all, if the washing line is tied directly to a tree, then you mustn't take things off. It's called mishtamash ve'ilon, that you mustn't use. If it's indirectly, you've got a nail on the tree, and the washing line is tied on a nail, that's mutter. The other issue you have to worry about, so you've got around that problem, mishtamash ve'ilon, the other problem is it might be muksa. That means when Shabbos came in, the washing was wet when it came in on Shabbos. Now, I don't know, in that story might be different, but here in England, you don't know what tomorrow's going to be. So when a person's got wet washing on a washing line, you can't say it's definitely going to be dry by tomorrow morning, because it might rain again tonight. In a place where it's very hot, someone goes to Spain, for example, the holidays, and the ice is very hot there, so I think Ravoz has got a shadow that could be there, in a place where it's very, very hot, and they expect the weather forecast to be very hot, then in such a case there, maybe you could say it's come out borrowed, it's going to happen tomorrow, it'll be dry, it might be all right, maybe. But in a place like England, certainly you haven't got this hat here, you don't know what's going to be, and therefore you can't say that the washing was wet enough to fit us like when Shabbos came in, it remains muxed on Shabbos. Let's say it was dry before Shabbos came in. The person didn't have time, he was busy on Erev Shabbos, he couldn't take his stuff off the washing line. He was very busy, he didn't have time, possibly have time to take off. So someone's asking me, should we mux this washing line? I don't think so, bro, because if the washing is dry on the washing line, which often it is, then it's not a case, it's not, even if it's a case not the issa, but it's a turn, go from a kohen, you take your things off. So whether one's allowed to take stuff off the washing line is an interesting question. So first of all, I mean, before we come on taking off, I ask you a question, Rabbi Isai. Are you mukhoi to take all your washing off the washing line before Shabbos comes in? Because someone might think, oh, you've done a washing on Shabbos. So that's klal not mechuyav to. You can leave the washing, make out din, you're allowed to leave washing on a washing line from before Shabbos. That's Mishnah Berurah Simchot. Sorry? Mishnah Berurah Simchot comes on the side. Sorry? Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. It looks like, interesting point, but it looks like the gezeira is that you see someone hanging up things. It looks like the gezeira is we're worried someone will see you taking a wet garment hanging up. If the garment was already on there, we don't make the gezeira. So that's mutter. The Maisa, the Chazan Ish, says over here that even though you're not going to take it off, the Chazan Ish wasn't happy with people leaving things on the washing line. I mean, it's the Chazan Ish's horror, not saying one has to do this, but the Chazan didn't feel it was the right thing to be doing. He brings over him the Chazan Ish. He was marked in his house that there should be no washing on the washing line on Shabbos. I mean, the Ma'ikad Din is, it looks like from the Poskim, that one is not going to take washing off a washing line before Shabbos. One's not going to. But the Chazan Ish, he had in his house, it says the Maisa, he was mapped with that there should be no washing hanging on the washing line before Shabbos. Then maybe he's worried about Maisa, I'm not sure what he's worried about. Okay, wait, so I haven't got time to go through the Gemara now. The sugya we're doing now is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says over here in Shabbos, this is the next topic tonight, dust on a jacket, very interesting shaila. And that is the Gemara says in Shabbos, in Kufbem Zayin al-Alaf, Hamanaya Talisoy Shabbos, someone shakes his talis on Shabbos, Chayv Chatos. Someone shakes his talis on Shabbos, he's chayv chatos. Rabbeinu Chanan and Rashi learn that we're talking about it's got, what's it called, ovok, dust. It's got dust in it. You give it a good shaking, and you shake it out. You shake the beggars, apparently the dust comes out of that. And that is a problem, chayv chatos, says Rashi, yeah? I'll just read out the Gemara, it's not relevant for now, I'll just read out the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'loy Omron, this was only said, b'chadati, if it's new. If it's old, there's no problem. And also, it's only said if it's black, it's dark colours, but not if it's white. And the Gemara says, only if you're makbid. Let me explain something over here. This is a very big chiddush over here. We, up to now, have learnt that the issur of malabin is with water. That's past just what they did in the Mishkan, yeah? They wetted the clothes and they wrung it out. That's normally how you do washing. Is there an issur of libun when you don't use water? So this is a very big machlokes rishonim. Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel hold you can have an issur of libun even if you use no water. Means you've got dust on your baguette and you give it a good brush, osa. Can be chayav chatos in certain cases. Yeah? Someone's got on the carpet, someone's got a footprint with a bit of mud and it's gone onto the carpet, it's gone into the carpet. That's always, you must realize, malabin, that's also very important to kudah, malabin is only when it's gone into the fibers. I mean, that's posher, halach and shulchan aruch. Just find it for a minute here, actually, Shin Beis, I think it is. Now, if someone's got a feather, for example, on his jacket, it's not into the, it hasn't penetrated inside. One's allowed to take feathers off a beggar on Shabbos. Feathers on a beggar don't penetrate into the fibers. They're lying on top. Oh, that's a good try there. That's a big try there. Happy Meister, the Ramah says, Mutter lo hosir han noitzus min ha-beged v'shabbos. The Ramah says, you're allowed to take feathers off the beggar on Shabbos. So here, a lot of possible business. What about Muksa? Yeah, it's not much better. First of all, it's very hard to shake a feather off. You can shake till tomorrow morning. It's very hard. It's not easy to get a feather off. That's a big question. Is there a problem of Muksa? Is a feather Muksa? So there's a lot of Yishuvim on this. Others say it's true to Kalachiyat. Others say it's talking about where the feather come from. It must have come from a beggar that was usable on Shabbos. It came from a pillar that was usable on Shabbos. That wasn't Muksa. And therefore, that's also not Muksa. It's a big question. Others say that also interesting that while it's on the beggar, it's bottled to the beggar. It's got no chashivas. So it comes nullified. I'll tell you where this is relevant to. I just want to say a bit more earlier. It's a very interesting point what you're saying up here. We spoke about this in the Hilchos Boira. If someone's got a fishbone in his mouth, it's bothered. He wants to take it out. Can he pull the bone just out of the fish? If I said the right English, can he pull the bone out of the fish from his mouth? Yeah. I'm not sure the English is right. Yeah. But anyway, you know what I mean. Everyone knows what I mean. Yeah. All right, I'll do it. So the maestro, there's no boira inside your mouth. There's no boira. The person asks, what about muksa? The bone is muksa. It's useless. So some posts can say that cold lines in the mouth, it all becomes one taruvus there. It's bottled to the fish. What? All right, it's a big bone. This is a very small bone. It's not a zakon. It's a very small bone. You can spit it out. Actually, you can spit it out. You don't have to swallow it. You can spit it out. You don't take it out with your fingers. So this is a big question. I must say, this is a very interesting question. This over here. The machlokes haposkim, whether that fish bone inside there is muksa or not. Others say the maestro, about it's all one taruvus. It becomes nullified. You've got no hashivas, that bone inside your mouth. And therefore, you can pull it out. There's no boira, that's claw. Inside your mouth, no boira. You can pull it out, and there's no problem with muksa. Others hold it is a muksa. You have to do it. You have to spit it out. Or do it in an abnormal way. You can't do it in a normal. The chayra, the feather, is the chayra based on the shaitans, actually. Yeah. So the ma'aseh, the Ramah, when he's talking about the feather, he's only talking about the kudah mitzvah melabin. And he says, claw, there's no issur of melabin when you take a feather that's lying on your garments off. Yeah? So melabin is only when it's entwined into the fibers. It's mamish penetrated in. If it's just lying on top, that's not melabin. Comes along Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Ramah passes like this. This is the Ramah shitta. That we are makbif at this shitta, that as long as it's gone into the baguette, it's a problem to shake it out, is a problem mitzad malabin. Yeah, that's what comes out. So it comes out, let's just take some examples over here. I wrote down some examples. Moshla hat. Someone puts a hat down, for example, on a dirty place. And he puts it down, and the moshlech gets dust. Dust goes into the hat. So to come along afterwards and brush the hat could be a problem. I'm not saying we're going to see when it's a problem and not. I'll just tell you, someone told me today or yesterday, something interesting. He said he saw someone, interesting. He said he saw someone take, he had a stain on his jacket on Shabbos. So the person went to the water, and he put some water in his fingers and was going towards, I got the story wrong. Cancel. He saw someone brushing his jacket with a bit of dust on his jacket. So he saw someone going along and brushing his jacket. He said to him, Rabbi, I don't think you should be brushing your jacket on Shabbos. It's not really the right thing to do. He said, no problem. So he went to the tap, put some water on his hand, and he rubbed it off over there. That's made it even worse, the chayav. Because bishloim, when you've got it on your jacket with the dust, so you've got makas to show him, and you're going to see that this libud is more lenient. This cleaning is a bit more lenient, because this halacha of dust on your jacket or on your hat, which is very relevant, one has to be careful. The Mishnah Berurah actually says that one should be careful about this with hats and places, that you shouldn't put things down in a place where it can become dusty, because you make a very good story for yourself. It's very hard. No person wants to walk around with a dusty hat. So you make yourself a big nesoreh, so you should avoid putting it in such a place. Let's take Mr. Wood. Mr. Wood says that clearly. So now, what? If it penetrates in, if you've got a lot of dust, it can't penetrate in. When you wash it, you blow it off, it won't come off. It's gone into the fibres. That means you can't just wipe it. It's not mummish on that. Someone's got a bit of schmutz, I don't know what, a feather, for example. A feather lies on the top, it doesn't penetrate in. Dust gets, because it's so small, the particles are so small, it penetrates into the thing. All right, if you blow it, you'll see it won't come off. The bits are still stuck into the actual fibres. It won't come off. It's already penetrated inside, and therefore that could be an issue of malabim. This libun, though, is more kulidic. Let's make this clear. This libun is certainly more kulidic because it's no water involved. So, therefore, the poskim say that if the dust is insignificant, that means it's got no chashivas to it, how do you decide whether it's not choshev? The test is, would you mind walking the street with this beggar with that dust on? If you wouldn't mind, I'm not talking about what your wife says to you, I'm not talking about that, I'm just saying, would you, yourself, mind walking in the street with that bit of dust on your jacket, or on your hat? So you've got a little bit of dust on there.
No.
It depends who you are. So, what?
You might be.
You are, it depends.
So
if you are, yes, I'm saying, it depends on the person, yes. So if this depends on the person themselves. So if the person is makbid, means he's got a little bit of dust over here, and he doesn't, have I got dust over there? I hope not. If he's got a little bit of dust on his jacket, and he doesn't really mind walking in the street with that, then that's called Eina Makbid, and that poskim say it may be removed. Because this whole shitter over here is a whole chiddush in itself. That means don't make a mistake with water over here and say, oh, I've got a little stain on my thing, I don't mind walking the street, I'll put some water on it and rub it off. No. Water, even a little bit of water, that's a proper cleaning process, that is also even for a small amount. When it comes to dust on a beged, dust on a beged, that's already very, very questionable. So big machas showing him. And even the Shonim on Machmir, the Gemara says only who decopied on it. That whole Gemara read out to be black. A whole load of rules that make it that when it's osser, is only when the person's fussy about this sort of thing. So if a person, what do you call it, if a person is not matbid, he will be in public with it. He wouldn't mind seeing it in public, then you may remove it. Why?
If it's not matbid, why should you remove it?
If he is?
He's not
Mabit,
why is he removing
it? His wife might have told him, don't worry, we're shroom over to go and see your house.
So he is Mabit.
He's not Mabit. He's not a Mabit person. His wife's Mabit, it's a different story. You say, it's too good for you, say his mum is the same thing. Your mum is.
So what you're saying is, the wife is allowed to make him do it. She can't do it, she make him do it.
The chur is toil on him, I would have thought. So, even though she's matbid, but he doesn't really mind. He's quite happy with it. It doesn't bother him in the least. Hurrah, she wouldn't be looking, and she wouldn't have noticed it. He would have gone in the street like that. So for him, there's no hapodra. For him, it's not malabim.
She's not allowed to, right?
Yeah. But first of all, it's not her suit. She's, yeah, that's true, yeah.
So she's not allowed to. She's not allowed to tell another Jewish person to do it.
Well, that's not so simple. I'm not so sure. I hear what you're saying, but it's not. It's like Amir al-Akim. It's not really the same thing over there. Because here the law is, the Isur Chazal in Libun is told whether the person who owns the beggar is Matbid. It's not told whether someone else does it or you do it for other reasons. If the reason is you really wouldn't be Matbid. You yourself wouldn't mind doing it. So you've got no hypothesis. So Chazal said for you, there's no Isur Libun. Now that you're doing it because someone else tells you to, an extra reason, that the Chor is better. If it's a large amount, if it's a fair amount of dust on there, yeah, then that's much more a problem. Yeah, that is an issue. Now, this is very hard to work out. How can you work out, are you fussy or not fussy? Because don't forget, on Shabbos, many people like to look smart. So it's very hard to work out, are you fussy or not? So this is where the Gemara comes in. The Gemara said before that the Gemara is giving some criteria. Sometimes it's difficult to decide whether a person is matbid or not. So the Gemara gave certain guidelines. A dark-coloured garment, and it looks new, so that is spoiled very easily by dust, an average amount of dust. Yeah? Therefore, generally, a person will be mapped in such a case by a dark garment, which is new. Generally, you can assume he's fussy. However, a light garment or a dark garment that's not new, a person's not so fussy. So really, the general criteria is whether you're fussy or not. I say it's very hard to work out this, but generally speaking, if a person is not fussy and there's a small amount of dust on it, he's got to be honest with himself. There's no point saying, I'm not fussy, and he brushes it off, but really he is. That means, would he walk in the street with this jacket or with a hat? Would he be embarrassed to walk in the street with this hat and jacket? If he is, then he may not wipe it off. If he isn't, then he may. Okay, we haven't got time. There are other criteria for this, but the chayra, that's what comes out so far, yeah? That's number one. Even when you're not makbid, So you can wipe, let's say you've got a bit of dust on your garments, you're allowed to wipe it off with it, but not mop it. You shouldn't use a brush. That Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't use a brush and you shouldn't rub it vigorously. You could take it off softly, but you shouldn't rub it off vigorously. It looks like you're doing a maaser of kibbutz, and therefore that shouldn't be done. Make a quick second of what we just said. So the maaser, what we said so far is that brush, cleaning off dust, talcum powder, cleans a baby and the whole talcum powder spills on a dress or whatever it is, so she's got dust and things, the equivalent of dust on a begotten. So there, lechore, it depends. If she's matbid, then she can't clean it off. If she isn't matbid, there's only a very small amount that came on, then that will be allowed to clean it off. Okay, everybody, so let's finish off next time. Finish, I'm finished.